as a team, we need to learn how to manage games and not allow the opposition to frustrate us. Of course, there's an action that we can do a lot better, the first penalty, but then we get back. I thought we had a very good reaction. We get back, we equalize, and from that point on, we look like the team that is going to score the next goal. The start of the second half was real good tempo, good intensity, and all of a sudden, when you're thinking about creating a good chance or scoring the next goal, you can see two goals. And I think as a team, it's not about one individual or highlighting one individual. Of course, as individuals, we need to get better in certain actions, but it's, as a team, we shouldn't allow the opposing side to get away with what they want to do. And I think that's something we need to learn. We shouldn't allow that to happen again.
Not the ideal start to the Christmas programme for you?
No, but it's a busy period, and I think we need to approach it in a real focused manner. We got two very important games on Boxing Day on the 28th. There's a lot of points to play for and to fight for. You can see the results up and down the country, and this league is going to be in this manner. We need to hold the nerve, and I know it's going to be a lot of frustration and a lot of disappointment. It's just how much we want to become a winning team and how much are prepared to help the players and everyone at Everton. It's not about blaming individuals. It's not about looking at the injured players. It's not about just being negative. Now we got an exceptional young group, an exceptional talented team that in the last four games, it's fair to say that we haven't got what we deserve. Probably today we haven't played as well as we should have done, and even then I felt that we had our say in being able to get a positive result. So we need to get hands on, improve, because we have to improve. We need to get better, we need to take responsibility and make sure that we're ready for the next game.